You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 13th of July 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today I wanted to look at one of these differences that there are between the races and how this difference gets misconstrued as being caused by racism. And this comes from a BBC article that I will be referring to here. Three mothers have formed a charity to tackle racism in maternity healthcare. So they're alleging that midwives are being racist against black people. So it's alleging that white people are discriminating against black people in the healthcare system here. Sona, Yomi and Aisha from Bristol decided to form Black Mothers Matter, following their own experiences. So they're taking the name from Black Lives Matter. They're taking the name from the fact that black people are more likely to end up in difficulties after being arrested than white people, particularly in America, where quite a large number of black people, when they get arrested, end up being shot. And of course, they allege that this is because the police force in America is racist against black people. But of course, I would say, well, I think it's more likely that black people are more likely to resist arrest. And the reason why black people are more likely to resist arrest is because they've been told by the mainstream media that the police force are all racist and they're all just looking to find a black person that they can shoot and kill. So black people, when they get arrested, they get particularly nervous and they resist arrest. And of course, if you resist arrest, then you're likely to get yourself into trouble. Matters can escalate, particularly in America, where the police have guns and people can end up being shot. It's not because people are being racist. But that's the narrative that's been promoted. It's been promoted that the reason why there is this discrepancy, why black people are more likely to get shot when they're being arrested than white people, it's down to discrimination rather than it being down to black people being more likely to resist arrest. And now we have the similar thing happening here. We have this Black Mothers Matter. So there must be some difference, some discrepancy between the statistics for white people and black people to do with birth. And of course, there's going to be discrepancies in statistics on everything because people groups are different to one another. It's not just a matter of skin color. The different ethnicities are different for a reason. They differ in all sorts of things, not just in appearance. And this is apparent from these statistics to do with birth. The new project supports midwives in learning more about the health inequalities faced by black birth givers. Interesting they say black birth givers rather than black women. Of course, they're trying to be politically correct and not exclude transgenders from this. Never mind the fact that you can't actually give birth if you don't have a womb. And if you have a womb, that makes you a womb man. It's good that they are showing these health inequalities. It's good that they are pointing out the fact that there are these differences, but they should be putting them down to there being biological differences between the races, not putting them down to racism. Sona's first baby was born preterm, something more likely to happen to women of an African Caribbean background. Now, they've just pointed it out there. It's more likely to happen to women of an African Caribbean background. Is that down to racism, though? Well, that's what they're alleging here. They're alleging here that this is down to racism. Whereas I would say, well, it's just down to the fact that Afro-Caribbeans are a different race to Caucasians. That's the reason why the baby was more likely to be born preterm. Serna says the care for me was quite poor. She doesn't really enlarge upon that. Could that be because there isn't enough facilities for people that have preterm babies because it doesn't happen so often for the majority of the population? I mean, that could be a reason for it. As a mother of three, she said she has experienced some discrimination firsthand. She explained that when her first baby was born preterm, nobody informed her of this risk. Well, what about the people in her own community? I mean, come on, if it tells us here that black people or people of an African Caribbean background are more likely to have a baby born preterm, you would imagine that people from the African Caribbean community are going to talk about this and are going to tell Sona that it's more likely that she's going to have the baby born early because she's black, not because white people are being racist against her. But apparently nobody from her community told her about this, and she expected someone from another community to tell her. She expected someone from the white community to tell her about this, and because they didn't, she's implying that's discrimination. Because white people didn't think to do studies on African Caribbeans and report the results of those studies to this African Caribbean, she feels that she's been discriminated against. Then she says it was different from the care that white parents I saw at hospital received, but she doesn't enlarge upon this, and this could have just been down to her having a feeling, having a suspicion that she was being discriminated against, which is quite natural, of course. She's living in a multicultural society. If you have a multicultural society, there is always going to be suspicion that you are being discriminated against, particularly when the mainstream media continually goes on about how black people are discriminated against. She says, but even so, I do feel quite lucky compared to other people. And that's great, because she should feel lucky compared to some other parts of the world that really don't have the facilities that we have here in the West. Sona said she is determined to contribute to the change in the way black women experience maternity care through the new project, Black Maternity Matters. Maternity mortality rates are over four times higher for black women, twice as high for women of mixed ethnicity, and almost twice as high for Asian women, according to data from the National Audit Program, Mothers and Babies Reducing Risk Through Audits. So what we have there are figures, quite stark figures there, four times higher for black women, for the women to actually die in childbirth. So it's not just that black women are more likely to have a child born earlier than expected, but they're also more likely to actually die when they give birth. And of course, I would say, well, that's because they're different to Caucasians, so they have different maternity mortality rates. But of course, the implication here is that somehow these white doctors and these midwives are doing something to the black women to cause them to die four times as much as white women during childbirth. A lack of physical and psychological safety for black women giving birth was also recently revealed by charity Birthright's one-year review. So psychological safety? Is it psychological? Is it that these black women are terrified of going into hospital and they're just dropping down dead? I mean, what is this psychological safety thing here about black women giving birth? Clearly, they would probably feel a lot better giving birth in a hospital filled with black doctors and black nurses, wouldn't you say? Because then she couldn't be frightened that the white doctors were going to do something to her out of this wish to discriminate against her. The Birthright's report mentions the most common themes of systemic racism in maternity care, including a lack of safety, being ignored and disbelieved, dehumanization, lack of choice, and structural barriers. Well, none of those, I think, are going to lead to a maternity mortality rate being four times higher, surely. Systemic racism, we've been told, does not exist by the British government. They did a big study into institutional racism, and they said that that doesn't actually exist in Britain. It says here, a lack of safety, being ignored and disbelieved. But surely white people feel that they're ignored and disbelieved by doctors as well. There are always going to be fears that the doctor hasn't actually done what the doctor is supposed to do, and that isn't dependent upon race. Dehumanization, well, these doctors, they do see many patients that come in, and you will feel dehumanized. They'll put a tag around your foot in case you end up dying while you're in the hospital. They do tend to look at you as if you're a product on a product line, on an assembly line. It's the same as any other job, really. I'm sure they do their best to make people feel at home, but is that really going to cause black women to die because they felt a little bit dehumanized in the hospital? And again, I don't think that is unique to black people to feel dehumanized. And then they say lack of choice. Choice between what? The way that they want to give birth, at home or in a birthing pool or at the hospital. Again, I think the lack of choice isn't anything that is unique to black people. And structural barriers. I'm not quite sure what that one could be. Founder of Bristol-based organisation Representation Matters, Aisha Thomas, said she wasn't surprised about the results of the report. It's not shocking, even though, of course, it is, she said. But this is a moment of hope and gravitas. And of course, it's basically just a study, isn't it? It's going out to black people and saying, do you think white people are racist at the hospital to you? And they're saying, well, yes, of course, because white people are always being racist. Let's think of some ways that they're being racist to us. And then they've tied that in with the fact that these maternity rates are four times higher for black women. And they said, well, it must be racism that's caused this. So what racism is there? Well, there's this being ignored and disbelieved, dehumanization, lack of choice, and structural barriers. But none of that really ties in to four times as many of them dying in childbirth, does it? To address the problem locally, midwives, maternity healthcare support workers, and maternity care assistants have come together to form a regional collaborative for peer support, exploring the issues faced by black mothers. Well, that's great. Yeah, black mothers should get together, and they should. And if they did get together, then surely they would become aware of the fact that they're more likely to die in childbirth, and they're more likely to give birth at an earlier time than they were expecting. I mean, this is the sort of thing that you would expect people to do within their community, is to get together and find out the ways that they're different. I mean, you can also look at black people, and they're more likely to have certain diseases than white people are. Jews are more likely to have certain diseases than white people. I think it's cystic fibrosis is one of the ones that white people get. Sickle cell anemia is one of the ones that black people get. There are these differences between the people groups, and of course they're going to result in different medical outcomes, but we're being told that these differences in outcomes can only have one source to them, and that source is racism, white people discriminating against the black patient. The project Black Maternity Matters is a partnership between West of England Academic Health Science Network, Representation Matters, and Black Mothers Matter, and includes training, quality improvement, and regular evaluations. So you've got two anti-racist organizations there, and you've got one academic health science organization working together. Anne Remers, maternity and neonatal clinical lead for the West of England, commented, "We are so pleased to have this fantastic opportunity to develop this innovative program to deliver meaningful, actionable improvements to reduce inequity of outcomes for black women within maternity systems." So they're already calling this an inequity of outcomes rather than a difference in statistics, a difference in biology. I would suggest it's a difference in biology that has resulted in these different statistics. Aside from raising awareness and campaigning for change, the organisation has been directly supporting black mothers by sending hampers and giving out health advice directed specifically at black women. Well, that's brilliant. That's great that they're giving out health advice directed specifically at black women. It's not right that there is a one-size-fits-all health advice that is given out, because the different people groups have different health needs. Black men, for instance, have a much higher rate of getting prostate cancer. I'm surprised that hasn't been alleged as being caused by white discrimination. But it is one of the faults with the medical system, is that they talk about this one-size-fits-all. It's like with some of the hardware that they use as well. It relies upon being able to actually see through the skin. And if you've got heavy melanin content in your skin, like if you're black, then some of the devices don't work so well. But of course, the solution to that is for somebody black to work out a new device that works on black people. Yeah, I mean, all of these results that they come up with and these studies that show there are these differences, they say, well, it must be down to white people discriminating against black. But it's not. It's down to there being differences between the people groups. As founder and CEO of Bristol charity Project Mama, Fiona Mann says she has witnessed racism and bias directed towards black mothers. She has accompanied refugee mothers while giving birth as part of the charity's work. One time I accompanied a black Kenyan woman who was very educated and articulate and spoke English as her first language, Fiona recalled. But instead of addressing her during birth, they spoke to me instead. Well, there could have been a very innocent explanation for that. It was a black Kenyan woman, and it was a refugee, and it was known that it was a refugee, and the nurse may not have known that she actually spoke English as her first language. It doesn't say here that the patient actually spoke to the person that was with them. And clearly, if she's accompanying these refugee mothers, then she's being seen as the representative for the refugee. There could have been other refugees there that the midwife had seen that didn't speak English, and she just assumed it. I'm sure that if she'd said, hang on a minute, I speak English, you can talk to me directly, that the midwife would have spoken to them directly and apologised for not doing so in the first place. Fiona added that white European women she accompanied were always addressed directly, even if they do not speak English. Well, that's because the midwife is guessing that they are English because they're white. According to Birthrights, the report demonstrates that it is racism, not physical issues, at the root of many inequities in maternity outcomes and experiences. This is an urgent human rights issue, and urgent action must be taken to address it, the organisation added. So they're adamant that it's racism that's causing four times as many black women to die in childbirth than white women. So they are effectively saying that white people are deliberately killing black women in childbirth. I mean, that is what is being implied here. I don't think white doctors are deliberately killing black women in childbirth. And there's another article that is linked to this, which also talks about this. It's from a couple of years ago. Black women in the UK are much more likely to die from complications surrounding pregnancy and childbirth than white women. But for many, the report into these maternal deaths and its stark figures only confirmed what they already knew. Being black and pregnant carries more risk. Well, yes, because they are a different people group. If you're white, you're more at risk of getting cystic fibrosis. Death in pregnancy and childbirth is rare, but according to one report, there is a proportionally higher risk to black women than white. The chance of death is 1 in 2,500 for black women, but the rate was 5 times smaller for white women between 2014 and 2016. The striking figures prompted a warning from the report's author. The almost fivefold higher mortality rate against black women compared with white women requires urgent explanation and action. Well, the action should be that black women should be told about this, and the explanation should be that they should look into it, but they shouldn't be blaming white people and saying white people are being racist and that's what's causing this. They say, why is this happening? High-profile black women such as Serena Williams and Beyoncé have highlighted the difficulties experienced by black women during pregnancy and childbirth. The singer wrote about her pre-eclampsia, which black women have a higher risk of developing, while the tennis star said she was lucky to survive a slew of health complications around the birth of her daughter. So this is the reason for it, or one of the reasons for it. Black women have a higher risk of developing preeclampsia. It's not that white doctors are being racist against them. And as Serena Williams points out here, she had all sorts of other health complications as well. Yet if you believe this other article, that tells us that it's racism, not physical issues, that are at the root in these inequities in maternity outcomes and experiences. Williams said she felt grateful to have had access to an incredible medical team of doctors and nurses at a hospital with state-of-the-art equipment, but that black women in the United States were often not so lucky, comments that sparked debate in the media. So she had access to a very good medical team, and yet she still got this preeclampsia. She still had all these other health complications. So even with the very best doctors, black women are likely to suffer more health conditions than white people. Indeed, in the US, the rate of pregnancy-related deaths among black women is 3 to 4 times higher than among white women. While social factors could be behind some of the figures, one report found black middle-class women were more likely to die in childbirth than white working-class women. And again, that's because they're biologically different to white people. And if you look at their fertility rate, they have a lot more double eggs. They're much more prone to having twins than white people. If you look at the age when they go through puberty, it can be up to a year earlier, I think. I think the average is 6 months earlier. There are all these differences there. I mean, if you actually look at the position of the genitals, the angle of the male and the female genitals in black people, that's at a different angle to the Caucasian angle. If you look at the bone structure is different. The bone density is different. There are all these physical differences between the different races. And if you have physical differences, then there's going to be differences in the medical outcomes as well. I mean, it may be that black women have a narrower birth canal, and that may cause problems when they're giving birth. I do think that they do have different hip shape, don't they? Especially we can see that they have different fat deposits on their hips. If you look at the Khoi people that used to be known as the Hottentots, they used to be world renowned for this great fat deposits that they actually had on their hips. So, I mean, it stands to reason that there might be differences with the birth canal that could cause difficulties with giving birth, which I think is a much more realistic explanation rather than white doctors discriminating against black mothers. The report says the figures are partly explained by health complications experienced by black women, but it also pointed to other factors, including the inadequate use of antenatal care. Dr. Rhea Clark, who is working towards becoming a consultant in obstetrics and gynecology, told the Pregnant Then Screwed conference in January that black and Asian women were more likely to be affected by social and economic problems. We know there are medical reasons, she added. We also know if you have an unsuitable working and living situation, if you live in poor housing, which impacts on health and outcomes, you can see how that might impact on mortality. And yes, there is a correlation between bad housing and all sorts of health issues. But why might it be that people live in lower quality housing? Well, it could be because they've got lower quality jobs. Why would they have lower quality jobs? Well, they might have lower quality jobs because they have a lower average IQ, which predicts that you're going to have lower quality jobs, and that's going to result in lower quality housing. And again, that's something that correlates with black people, doesn't it? If we look at the world IQ map, we can see that in Africa, there are some countries with an average IQ of 68. People have an average IQ of 68, then they're not likely to be doing high-powered jobs and being able to afford high-quality housing. We can also look at the number of children that black people have. They have more children than white people, particularly when you look in when you look at Africa. So it may be that they've developed a way of providing more children to replace themselves, and just naturally more of them end up dying in childbirth, and that gets compensated for by the fact that they have more children. She said, we need to talk about the fact black women may not feel that they will be taken seriously, which might make them less likely to disclose how they are feeling. This is urgent because women are dying, and if it's not racial bias, we need to know why it is happening. Very good point. That they do need to know. They need to be looking into this. Why isn't the black community looking into it? I mean, why did the black community fail this first woman in this article that we were talking about, and they failed to even tell her that she was likely to give birth early and that she was more likely to die in childbirth? Candice Braithwaite believes she was the victim of racial bias around the time she gave birth to her daughter. She says she was treated differently to mothers in the same position as her who were of a different race, and that expectant white mothers seemed to be listened to in more depth and with a sense of empathy, an approach which she says was missing from her care. Well, obviously, you're going to probably get more of a sense of empathy from somebody from your own people group, in the same way as you're going to sense an empathy with members of your own family, and you're not going to get that sense of empathy with members of another family. I really don't think that these white doctors were deliberately not being sympathetic to the black patients. And of course, that could be solved simply by having black midwives and black doctors. And then there would be that sense of empathy there, and there wouldn't be this fear that somehow the midwives or the doctors are discriminating against you. When she told staff she felt worse than I should after a cesarean, she felt her concerns were not listened to, something she thinks could be down to racial bias within the NHS. I was told, you're overthinking it, it's your first kid. Later I was told, we're taking you into theatre or you won't be here tomorrow, she said after returning to hospital with septicemia hours after being discharged. I was so exhausted, all I could do was laugh and say, I told you I didn't feel great. Health trusts need to admit there is a racial bias. There needs to be better training so people can say, am I responding to this person differently? And why is that? So could there be another reason why they didn't listen to her after she had had a cesarean? Well, if you look up black women with cesareans, you'll find African-American women are significantly more likely to have a cesarean delivery than other women. This has been documented in single hospital studies, in large cities, in regional systems, and in large statewide or national data sets. These findings extend from data gathered in the early 1990s to more recent periods, and the disparities in cesarean use show no sign of reduction. So more black people do elect to have a cesarean. So the staff probably thought, well, look, it's not likely that you're going to have a problem because lots and lots of black people decide to have cesareans for some reason. In 2008, the cesarean rate for black women was 34.5% higher than for any other group of women. In 2013, it had risen to 36%. The burning question remains, what causes black women to have more C-sections than any other racial group? Well, researchers at the CDC and the National Center for Health Statistics appear unable to definitively answer this question. However, they, as well as other researchers, have relied on an obesity thesis to explain the discrepancy, since black women are more likely to be obese than white or Hispanic women. They argue that women giving birth are older and heavier, and as such are faced with greater health risks to themselves and their infants. And again, we can point to black people having more fat on their bodies with the Khoi people, who used to be known as the Hottentots. So that explains what one, or gives a possible explanation of why they elect to have cesareans. And if they're electing to have cesareans, that might cause them to have more of a risk of dying while they're giving birth. You just don't know. There are all these different reasons for this. The mum of two shared her story in a bid to open up the conversation around birth and race following the report, and said that every time I share my story, other black women share their story with me. In an Instagram post, she said the data confirmed what she and countless other black women had long thought, that their concerns and fears were often ignored. For so long, black women in the UK have had to lean on the statistics of the US to help validate their own stories of pregnancy and childbirth, she wrote. Black women now have the data to sit alongside what we already knew. And then there's a data set here which you can look at, and it says black maternal death, 40 per 100,000. And it says white maternal death, 5 per 100,000. So what they're alleging is that black women are 8 times more likely than white women to die in hospital, and it must be racism that this is down to. But of course, the answer to that is just to go and have a look at Africa and see what the maternal death rate is like in Africa. And you can find the maternal death rate for all the countries in Africa. And the lowest country is 473, and the highest country is 1,150. So in Africa, 10 times the minimum number is 10 times as many as it is in Britain. So that tends to imply that black women are more likely to die in childbirth when they're in Africa amongst their own people than when they are in Britain amongst white people, which implies that the reason why there is this higher number of black maternal deaths than white is not because of discrimination. It's just simply because they are a different people group and they are more likely to die in childbirth than one of the other people groups. I mean, it would be interesting to see what the rate is with Chinese, because with a lot of these statistics, you find that black people will be lower down in the statistics, white people will be in the middle of the statistics, and Chinese people will be at the top of the statistics. If you're looking at rates of incarceration, for instance, more blacks will be incarcerated per 100,000 than whites, but less Chinese will be incarcerated than whites. So it'd be interesting to see how many Chinese actually die in childbirth. I didn't think to look that up before we began this podcast, though. But it's great that black women are getting together to try and prevent so many of them dying in childbirth. But it is a shame that they appear to be implying that it is white racism that is the reason for it, rather than there just being biological differences between the races. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.